This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's president is denying Russia's claim of having captured the eastern city of Bakhmut as he wrapped up a surprise appearance at the Group of Seven summit in Japan. Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens reports.
Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday likened the destruction of Hiroshima during World War II to the devastation seen in Ukraine's Bakhmut. He had earlier, alongside U.S. President Joe Biden, lamented the tragedy that had unfolded.
For today, Bakhmut is only in our hearts. There is nothing on this place. So, just ground and a lot of dead Russians.
During that meeting, Biden announced a $375 million package of military aid, including artillery and armored vehicles for Ukraine.
Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens. Greece's ruling New Democracy Party stormed to a cruising victory in parliamentary elections on Sunday, but fell just short of the threshold needed to form a government on its own, making a runoff election in a month more likely. With most votes counted, conservative New Democracy took a commanding lead of about 41%, more than 20 points ahead of the next party. Greece's interior ministry projected New Democracy could win 145 seats in parliament, six short of an absolute majority. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni pledged to support the recovery of flood-hit areas of northern Italy on Sunday after returning early from the G7 summit in Japan to see the damage firsthand. She went inside people's homes with rubber boots and lamps to inspect the damage in the region where floods have killed 14 people and caused damage estimated.